Hurricane Helene was a wake-up call on preparedness. Many realized how vulnerable they were without water, food, power, and are now taking steps to protect themselves. At Common Sense Retirement Planning, we have specialized in financial prepping for more than two decades. We've created a Common Sense Retirement Roadmap to help you achieve the safe and secure future you envision. Go to our website, csrp.info, for an appointment. Remember, common sense is what defines us.
Securities offered through Madison Avenue Securities, LLC, NAS member FINRA/SIPC. Investing involves risk. All guarantees refer to insurance products which are backed by the claims-paying ability of the issuing company.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
So far, it's my favorite headline. I love it. In Politico, the left-wing publication, Trump has humiliated his foes. We are now in for a new chapter of Trump's career and a new chapter in the American presidency. Yep, the Democrats are absolutely humiliated. And they'd be even more humiliated if the American people and their own voters figured out what actually happened in this election. So they're doing what they always do, lying their rear ends off. This will probably be the only podcast you hear, the only radio segment you hear that actually explains what just happened in this country. And there's a reason the Democrats are telling this specific set of lies they're telling to cover it up. Those lies go like this. Because Joe Biden did better with a whole bunch of demographics than Kamala Harris, it must have been because of racism and sexism. These talking points were clearly distributed to all the liberal talking heads. Here's the version of it from The View yesterday. It goes like this.
I was so hopeful that a mixed race woman married to a Jewish guy could be elected president of this country. Uh-huh. And I think that it had nothing to do with policy. I think this was a referendum of cultural resentment in this country.
Well, I think it...
Over on MSNBC, Joe and Mika hilariously explain that the real problem that was discovered in this election is that Black and Hispanic men are racist too. And misogynist. The proof, of course, being that Her Highness fared far worse with these groups than the white dude Joe Biden did. This is a lie, but I'll play it for you. Then I'm going to explain what really happened, and it's going to blow your mind.
Democrats need to be mature, and they need to be honest. And they need to say, yes, there's misogyny. But it's not just misogyny from white men. Mm-hmm. It's misogyny from Hispanic men.
Right.
It's misogyny from Black men. Things we've all been talking about, who do not want a woman leading them. Might be race issues with Hispanics. They don't want a Black woman as president of the United States.
Nope, that's not actually what happened. And I can prove it with math. The deep, dark secret all these people are trying to hide right now from the Democrats' donors. The people who gave them $2.1 billion. Folks, do you realize that direct donations to the Kamala Harris campaign, which some of them were Biden's before he transferred them, $1 billion since January of 2023. Donald Trump raised $388 million, and he stomped her. And there's a reason why. See, the fallacy, the fraud in this idea that she did badly because Joe is a white guy and she's not, is completely debunked. When you go backward another 4 years and you see astonishing things in the numbers. 4 years before Joe Biden ran, Hillary Clinton did. So let's go back and take a look at the disaster, slow motion disaster that's befalling the Democrat Party. Okay, 2016, Hillary Clinton wins voters of color with college degrees by a staggering 50 points. 4 years later, Joe Biden wins them, yes, but only by 43 points. Fast forward to now, Harris wins them by just 35. How could these voters be misogynist if Hillary whooped Harris among these voters? Let's keep going and you'll see the pattern. It's really interesting. Okay, how about voters of color without a college degree? Clinton wins those in 2016 by 56 percentage points. Biden wins them in 2020, but by only 46 percentage points. Kamala Harris wins them, but by only 32 percentage points. Wait a minute. That is a staggering 14 percentage point drop from what Hillary Clinton did with voters of color without a college degree in just 2016. Are you seeing the pattern here? This did not start 4 years ago. It's been going on since 2016. The Democrats' base has been simply disintegrating as the Democrats' agenda gets more and more radical. Quite frankly, crazy. Let's look at Hispanic voters, for instance. In 2016, Hillary won 66% of the Hispanic vote. That's staggering. Trump won only 28%. Fast forward to Joe Biden. He won Hispanic voters by 32 points in 2020. Harris won Hispanic voters too, but by just 8 points. This year, Trump won Hispanic men outright with 56% of the vote. He lost Hispanic women, but overall, Trump still picked up 45% of the Hispanic vote. That is amazing compared to the fact that he picked up 28% of the Hispanic vote in 2016. The reason this hasn't been more obvious is because the Democrats used mail-in voting in 2020 and used it in ways that, quite frankly, are illegal. We've documented them here. That helped hide the disintegration. But folks, this is not just with minorities. Take a look at what's going on with the youth vote. Joe Biden won the youth vote. That's voters 18 to 29, you know, those under 30, basically. Joe Biden won the youth vote with 61%. Donald Trump had just 36% in 2020. Now, Harris won it again, but only by 11 points. That's a disaster for Democrats. Meanwhile, in states like Pennsylvania, Axios reports from the exit polling, one of the reasons Trump won Pennsylvania was because men under 30 actually favored Trump by 18 points. Again, Biden won that demographic, men under 30, by 9 points in 2020. In fact, the only group that Democrats are...
Hurricane Helene was a wake-up call on preparedness. Many realized how vulnerable they were without water, food, power, and are now taking steps to protect themselves. At Comets' Retirement Planning, we have specialized in financial prepping for more than two decades. We've created a Common Sense Retirement Roadmap to help you achieve the safe and secure future you envision. Go to our website, csrp.info, for an appointment. Remember, common sense is what defines us.
Securities offered through Madison Avenue Securities, LLC, NAS member FINRA SIPC. Investing involves risk. All guarantees refer to insurance products which are backed by the claims-paying ability of the issuing company.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Making big gains with are white women with college degrees. Hillary Clinton won them by 7 points, Biden won them by 9 points, and Harris won them by 20 points. Bottom line, folks, that's why the Democrats spent so much time talking about abortion. That was the only place they had to make up the vote, to expand the vote, to try to fill in the holes for what they'd lost was white women who are liberal and are college educated. And folks, the demographics are just utterly flipped in this election. For the first time, Republicans, i.e. Trump, won voters making under $50,000 a year. Barely, but he did it. 49 to 48 for Harris. Those making $50,000 to $100,000 a year, so that's the heart of the middle class, Trump won that too, 52% to 46%. The only place that Harris won was the upper middle class, $100,000 plus. She won that, 53 to 46. Folks, this is a total reversal of where the Democrats were just 10 years ago. In fact, little known trivia, Trump's percentage with white men actually declined from 2020. A lot of people don't know that. He still won them, but he lost a couple of points, mostly among college-educated men. Now, get ready to be shocked, because most people think of this as kind of this landslide election where more voters than ever came out for Trump. That actually didn't happen. Back in 2020, Trump got 74.2 million votes. Joe Biden got 81.2 million votes, allegedly. That's what it says online. Okay, well, Trump actually fell off a little bit where he was. He got 72.6 million votes. Actually, so less votes than last time. It'll probably go up a little more because they're still counting. But look what happened to her. Joe Biden had the 81 million votes. She fell to 68 million votes. That's 13 million votes less. So you know what's happening here? There's a chunk of the Democrats who, after getting real news from Joe Rogan, getting real news on X, or just seeing videos shared on X and getting unfiltered news, they couldn't vote for Trump. They couldn't bring themselves to do it, but they couldn't vote for her either. And so they stayed home. That's what that 13 million did. And again, that bank of Democrat votes, a lot of those people are people who, if the party didn't like direct mail them a ballot, in many cases in violation of state law during COVID, because they just shoved those laws aside or got judges to do it or got election board chairs to do it. If somebody didn't mail them a ballot, we wouldn't have heard from them. They're not highly motivated. So folks, bottom line, what you're seeing here is that the wheels are coming off the Democrat Party. They are progressives and they're progressing. They're progressing to a totalitarian state. And as they get step by step closer, they shed voters. They scare people. My son and I were talking about this not too long ago. We were talking about why there's censorship. And if you notice, I mean, and it's very sudden with the Democrats. They didn't work up to this. All of a sudden, Trump comes along after the 2016 election and they're big into censorship. Folks, they never even talked about it before. I used to work in a newsroom full of liberals. I was the only conservative. And they were just absolutely rabid about free speech. This is a huge sea change for them, but it's a necessary one. As I explained to my son, I said, listen, you never, ever arrive at a totalitarian state by slamming into a wall. You just don't. You always have gradual erosion of free speech because totalitarians always make big promises. We're going to improve your life. If you just hate on these corporate overlords, and we'll shake them down for you, we'll take the money, you'll have a better life. People very quickly figure out that not only does socialism not work, it makes them poorer, and they want to speak out about it. Well, guess what? Once you move into the socialism, you can't let them talk anymore once they realize they've been had. We're at that phase right now. They cannot win in a free speech environment anymore. They need a final solution for speech. Now, remember what 2020 was like, because we were significantly less free in 2020 than we were on the day of this election. And that's because of X. And if you don't, I mean, a lot of folks, if you're not on it, you don't understand its impact. Just go look up Elon Musk's X account and scroll down a couple of weeks back. Go look at how many views each individual tweet got, and it'll stagger you. Because folks, you can share the videos Musk shares, the tweets he shares, easily off of Twitter. You don't have to be on Twitter. And people are sharing them all over the place. That's how this election was won. That's why Trump was able to win in 2016, because we really did have that free media environment. We did not have that in 2020. The FBI had a backdoor into every one of these social media outlets and Google, and they were controlled. So the Democrats were very much forced to run in a 2020 free speech environment because Twitter is so big, has so many members, and is so influential. Coming up, I'll give you the final jaw-dropping piece of the puzzle. And it is a puzzle because I don't know how Democrats are going to get out of this mess. But first, I want to thank PhD Weight Loss for staying with me in this podcast through thick and now thin. I'm coming up on my 2-year anniversary of losing my 29 pounds, and I am proud to say I have been a size 6 the whole time. That's the power of this. It's the maintenance phase. And when you manage to stay the same small size for a while, your body heals. What I thought, for instance, was arthritis isn't. It's gone. My nurse was practically giddy when she took my blood pressure and told me it's perfect. Do you know how few people I see these days with perfect blood pressure? Yeah, my body had to heal. Yours will too. Find out more about PhD weight loss by going to myphdweightloss.com. You can do it from any place in the nation. Myphdweightloss.com. Tell them Tara sent you. That's myphdweightloss.com. Now back to the big reveal. The thing that was the most staggering about this election that everybody is forgetting. And that is this. Who Trump is. I just gave you those amazing stats, right? Which again, Trump didn't do that by himself. I mean, he was the perfect spokesman, sure, but this is an erosion that's been going on since 2016, right? Remember that, you know, given the size of this erosion, okay, we're talking about millions of Democrat voters just gone. Remember who Trump is. He is a 34-count convicted felon on paper, right? He was convicted of fraud in the state of New York. We know it was bogus, but if you don't listen to talk radio, you don't have the ins and outs of that. That sounds terrible. And he was forced to pay out tens of millions of dollars for raping a woman, also in the state of New York. You and I know it's bogus, but unless you go knee deep into it and talk radio, nobody else does. And he just got elected over a woman who doesn't even have a record of fake fraud, fake rape, and fake felonies, except the judgments are very real. Do you see the point I'm making? The country just chose a guy who, on paper, we have legal judgments to prove it, is a rapist, a purveyor of fraud who was forced to pay out hundreds of millions of dollars by the state of New York, and a multi-time felon. And they chose him over the Democrat. And they did it because the Democrats are entering that phase totalitarians always go into since the time of their hero, Marx, who gave them their marching orders. Democrats are in the beginning of that phase of the agenda that is total destruction. They have no way to back up because of this thing called the Democrat primary, where the radical left, who yet they have radicalized, will not let them pass unless they are radical. I don't know how you fix this. And folks, they clearly don't either. I mean, they were running the desperation move of letting actual criminals into the country who they figure will vote for them. 663,000 of them. I mean, that is desperate. That is replacement of a chunk of American society because they have no other way forward. And the way they think of this is, hey, we'll import voters who have put totalitarians and socialists in office in other countries. Preferably voters, many of whom have a sixth grade education, eighth grade education, and absolutely no background of any kind in, you know, the Bill of Rights or the culture of freedom. It's their only hope. It's their only way forward. If we can block amnesty, we might be able to hold on to the country. That's really good news.
America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Hurricane Helene was a wake-up call on preparedness. Many realized how vulnerable they were without water, food, power, and are now taking steps to protect themselves. At Commonsense Retirement Planning, we have specialized in financial prepping for more than 2 decades. We've created a Commonsense Retirement Roadmap to help you achieve the safe and secure future you envision. Go to our website, csrp.info, for an appointment. Remember, common sense is what defines us.
Securities offered through Madison Avenue Securities, LLC, NAS member FINRA SIPC. Investing involves risk. All guarantees refer to insurance products which are backed by the claims-paying ability of the issuing company.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.